welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Psalm 145, 8, 9 says, "The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works." Praise God. Psalm 145, 7 says, "They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness." The word utter means to flow, to pour out, to gush forth, to bubble up, to belch forth your memory of God's goodness. When you remember how good God's been to you, you can't help but praise him. Actually, one word for praise means to shoot forth or to cast forth or to pour forth. That means praise is something that shoots out of you to God like an arrow. I heard a statement this week that says this: when you pray, you come into God's presence. But when you praise, he comes into yours. When I pray, I go to God. I go into his presence. But when I praise, there's another dimension. He comes into my presence. See, the Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. You can bring God on the scene when you start praising him. And when you pray and sing, when you pray and praise, you get the best of both worlds. It's like double trouble for the devil. It's like taking two anointings and putting them together. The anointing when you pray and the anointing when you praise makes tremendous power available. That's what Paul and Silas did. The Bible says they prayed and they sang praises. So much power was emitted that it shook the jail where they were, caused a great earthquake. It made supernatural things happen. I mean, people that had chains on, chains just open up without a key. So much of the presence and the power of God hit that place that it caused an earthquake. It shook the earth. In everybody's bands, all the prisoners in there, even the guilty ones. See, God didn't make no difference between the innocent and the guilty. And Paul and Silas was in there for preaching the gospel. They was innocent of a crime. On God's side, there's probably some people that did some bad things, but even their bands was loose. And guess what? There was so much presence of God in that place that not one inmate left. Because the jailer thought the prisoners was gone, that everybody had escaped, and he was getting ready to fall on his sword and kill himself. And Paul said, "Do yourself no harm. We are all here." And then he brought a light because it's dark in there. It'd been easy to get out of there. He got no lights. And then he came in with a light. And he said, "Sirs, the presence of God, what must I do to be saved?" I wonder what they were singing about. He heard them praying. They heard them praying, and they heard them singing, didn't they? Because the Bible says, and the prisoners heard them. So everybody listening, late at night, at midnight now, they didn't just start singing at midnight. They already done it. But it was at midnight. Didn't nobody tell them to shut up? You know you're in jail, people trying to sleep. Y'all cut up, hush up all that racket in there. What's wrong with y'all? People trying to sleep around here. They listened. And they knew that there was such an overwhelming presence of God in that place that men who had been set free refused to leave. And they started a church in that place, and Paul wrote a letter to them called Philippians. Probably some of the people that was in that church that was in former inmates. We know the jailer. We know he's saved, so we know he part of the church there. His whole family got saved. I'm going to tell you, it's powerful to praise God. When you pray and you praise, I'm going to tell you that's an unbeatable combination. But some people want to pray, but they don't want to praise. But you should do just as much praising than you do praying. In fact, you ought to do more praising than you do praying. Praise don't need to be on the low end. We need to pray because it keeps us humble. Amen. It keeps us dependent on God. It keeps us trusting on God and looking to God and inquiring of God and seeking after him. So we need to pray, but you need to praise because praise is an expression of your faith that you receive what you prayed for. And you're happy because you know you got it. So now I'm just going to move into praise. What do you do after you done prayed? Then you move into praise. Some people pray and they stay right there and don't never receive nothing. But when you pray, you're supposed to receive and then you move into praise. I'm going to tell you God's good. Hallelujah. He is good, 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 good. God is good. Amen. In fact, you know, I gave you five principles on the goodness of God. We talked about remembering the goodness of God. We talked about telling it, celebrating it. That's where we're at. We're talking about celebrating it. We're talking about manifesting the goodness. We talked about continuing in the goodness of God. We're in that place where we're talking about celebrating the goodness of God. You need to celebrate God's goodness. That means you need to praise all the time. You see, when Jethro heard the story of how God had delivered Moses and the children of Israel, here it is, Abraham left one man, came back with almost 3 million people. One man he saw walk out through the desert. See that man come back with 3 million people following him. Don't you know he got a story? Man, how you did this? What happened? Tell me. And Moses sat there and rehearsed it. And he went over it, line by line. Let me tell you what my God did. Let me tell you what Jehovah did. Let me tell you how Jehovah brought us out. Let me tell you about the Lamb. All this is all these types and shadows of Christ. We got over in the wilderness. What happened when you got in the wilderness? We didn't have no water. So the water was bitter, and God told me to hit the water with a tree. And the water turned sweet. And I know what Jethro was saying. He's saying, "Good God Almighty." Every time Moses says, he said, "Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty." Y'all remember that phrase? Yeah. Good God Almighty. Say, "Good God Almighty." Say it, "Good God Almighty." I'm going to tell you, he good. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. I'm summarizing what Jethro said. The Bible says he rejoiced in all the goodness that God had done for Moses and the children of Israel. He began to celebrate. And then he said, "Now I know that your God is infinitely superior to all gods." He said, "There ain't no God like yours. You got the Almighty One. You got the superior God. You got the strongest one, the wisest one, the most powerful one. You got the one that loves you the most." Listen, people that serving Buddha and Muhammad, they don't have no relationship with God. You won't find no Muslim saying Muhammad talked to him. You ain't going to find no Buddhist say Buddha say. Buddha talk to me. No, Buddha ain't saying nothing. You know why? Because he's a dumb statue. He got ears, but he can't talk. Yeah, I know what I said. He got ears, but he can't talk because both of the statements true. He got ears, he can't hear. He got mouth, he can't talk. Eyes, you can't see. Nose, you can't smell. Hands, you can't feel. Feet, but can't walk. He just sat there. You serve the Almighty God. Say it again. Good God Almighty.
Good God Almighty.
Amen. You got to remember God is good. Amen. You got to praise and rejoice in God's great goodness. And then you expect God to manifest his goodness in your life. You expect it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. You got to know that God is good. Now, when I say knowing that God is good, I'm not talking about in some nebulous way. I'm not talking about some pie in the sky. Yeah, the Lord is good. I'm talking about you experiencing the great goodness of God. I'm talking about you tasting and seeing that God is good. I ain't talking about just saying God is good and no nothing good never happened to you or happened for you. I'm talking about you walking in goodness. I'm talking about you living in goodness. I'm talking about you getting up every day with an expectation of good things happening in your life. Amen. God wants you to be saved. Saved from what? He wants you to be saved from wrath. He wants you to be saved from condemnation, saved from judgment, saved from death, saved from hell. He wants you saved. He wants you saved today. I'm confident in saying that whatever God wants to do in your life, he wants to do it now. He wants to save you now. He wants to heal you now. He wants to deliver you now. He wants to free you from oppression now. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. You say, Pastor, when do I need to come? Next week? No, you come today and get what you want. I'm convinced God wants to do good for you today. He don't want a day to pass without you experiencing his goodness. And it's really up to you. Because, you know, Jesus was in a meeting one time. And the Bible says, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. And nobody got healed. You know what they did? Just listen to him talk. Power of the Lord was there to heal. The healing power was made available to that crowd. And nobody got up to get it. Because they were listening with religious ears. And they were listening with ears filled with unbelief. Oh, God wouldn't do that for me. Yeah, he will. I'll tell you right now, he will. I'll tell you what, I'll step out on his word and say he wants to do it today. He wants to heal you today. He wants to bless you today. Amen. He wants to lead and guide you today. He wants to be intimate with you today. He don't want to wait till in the morning. He want to be with you right now. He don't want one moment to pass without you being aware of his presence. What do you need from God today? Are you willing to consecrate yourself to obey him and love him? God wants you to love him, not tomorrow. He wants you to love him today. See, he gave us a command to love each other, didn't he? Yeah, well, it's not just loving one another. It's loving him, too. Don't forget about him. We're supposed to love each other, but we're supposed to love him first.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the highest.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Hey.